Welcome to this week's Rocket postgame report. Coach Starnes, Coach Clark are here as normal. Coach Starnes coming off of a 15-2 loss at Marshall County. This one stung a bit. We were up 2-0 until the final 6 minutes of the game, and then Marshall scored twice, and the game was much closer than the final score indicated. Like I said, 2-0 for over 42 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and Chris, I take full responsibility for it. I've been beating myself up this weekend. This one hurt bad. You know, we wanted it for the kids. We wanted it. The kids played hard and defensively played outstanding up until 5 minutes. About 5 minutes or so in the game, and Marshall County hit a couple passes, and that was the difference of the ball game. So. We're very proud of the kids, and I apologize to the kids, and I'll do it again today at film session. That I believe what I fell into was, just trying to be too conservative and playing not to lose instead of playing to win. But you just wanted it so bad for the kids that our defense was playing so well, and I didn't want to do anything play calling to change that, and so that's why I think that. I owe an apology to our players, and I'll do that today.
And when you say that, you mean you wish you'd opened it up a little more offensively?
And we could run play action. We could throw the ball a little more, and we could, fake the punt there. And it's always hindsight is better, especially after you have a chance to watch the film. But, you could do things a little bit differently, and what I was afraid of was that I would try to do something and it wouldn't work, and therefore we would change field positions, whether it be interception, give them great field position, something like that. And so we were just trying to control the clock and actually felt like that, at some point that we could win this ball game 2-0. So, and I didn't want to do anything to change that because I didn't want a short field, give them a short field. They had a good kicker, so I didn't want them to have to go, 20, 30 yards for a field goal, and then we get beat 3-2. Mm-hmm. That's why it prompted me to try to when we got the ball down and we after they scored, we got the ball, we took it down. I think Travis Gilbert and Bobby Noss connected a couple times, great passes, great catches. One was a fourth down play, one took it down to about the 11 or 12 yard line. Well, at that point, I was thinking we've got to take time off the clock. We can't score too early because it'd give them the ball back. So again, it was just it was an error in my judgment, and I apologize for that, and learn and get better from there.
Well, it certainly was a game of field position, for 42 minutes of it anyway, and for the most part, we were ahead of the game on that. I think twice we had the ball starting off in their territory, and just offensively, we just couldn't get our running game established well enough to move it on down. We moved the chains a little bit, but not quite enough.
Yeah, and you have to give credit to Noah Dickerson, who I thought who ended up being the special teams player of the week, did an outstanding job of punting the football in our rugby style punt and pinning them down. Offensively, you have to give credit to Marshall County. Their defense, they just wanted it more than we did. I will say that, going back and watching the film and trying to figure out why they were stopping us, and we challenged our kids saying that every play we wanted to average 3.5 yards, and it seemed like that we were just averaging 2.5 yards. And their safety was a big part of that. He would come up when it was a run, and he would stop us for, 2-yard gain. But we just didn't block very well, and that was the difference of us being able to move the chains. You've got to put a hat on your person that you're supposed to block in order for you to be able to move the chains, and we didn't do that. We didn't do that from a running back perspective, and we didn't do it from a lineman perspective, and therefore that's the reason why we didn't move the chains.
Coach Starnes, Coach Clark, they didn't move the chains very nearly well as much as we did. I think Marshall County had I had them with 6 first downs in the game, but you take out that final long run that Jamie Gillen had that put up their second touchdown, which I think our kids kind of let down a little bit on that after we didn't score. Minus that, I think they had 52 yards rushing for the game.
Yeah, and, you know, that kid had a good run there, but I think we let our guard down a little bit. Yeah. I think you're right. And I kind of went back and looked at that play several times this weekend to kind of see what happened. I think there's a couple factors in that. We're going to talk about that today. But, you know, our kids played an incredible game on defense. I was really proud of their effort. We had a good game plan going into it. And we pretty much knew what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And our kids responded, you know, so well. I was just really proud of their effort. And, you know, we had Bobby Knox to finish the game with 6 tackles and 6 solos, you know, for 54 tackling points. But, you know, Devin Clark had a good game, and Eli Bebout. Daniel Wagner played well at defensive end, and he has developed into a really good 9 technique for us. He played really hard right there. And we got, I know, did I mention Bebout?
Stephon.
Yeah, then Stephon on the other end had 6 solos on that side.
Yeah, and the 2-point, he also had the sack in the end zone.
He had sack in the end zone. You know, he got after quarterback. And, you know, I'm just really proud of the effort that the kids put out on the field. I tell you, somebody else that played good, too, in another supporting role was Lane Wallace at strong safety. You know, he gives Grant a break, you know, so we can keep him fresh on offense. Lane came in and had another really good game and a strong safety. So, you know, the thing about it is the kids played a really good game. I felt like, you know, I've said it this weekend, I felt like we owned Marshall County for 42 minutes. We didn't close the deal out, you know, but, you know, they played really good. And the thing about it is we continue to get better on defense, and that's what we're going to have to do as we go into district.
You know, it's ironic as it can be, but last year when we played them, we spotted them 15 early in the game, and they beat us 15-10. Yeah. This time, we give them 15 in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I drive myself crazy trying to figure
all
that
stuff
out.
Yeah, you know? we're kicking their tails during the middle of the ball game, aren't we? Well, you know, this is a tough one. I know the kids, I watched their emotion after the game, and this is not a district game. Marshall County's not a traditional rival. I think it's just a sense of pride for the kids is the way I read it. You know, they're a much bigger school. We feel like we, you know, went down to their place. Had a chance to beat them last year, and I think the kids knew that and let that one slip away and thought, well, we're going to go prove it this time. And they really took it hard.
Yeah, and we all took it hard. It's very disappointing. You know, you have a 6A program, and you have a chance to beat them. I mean, that, you know, it says that it's a moral victory, and we just, you know, we're tired of moral victories, and we need to win ball games, and, you know, we just need to make sure that we do the little things that we're supposed to do, and we played hard. That wasn't a question. That's never a question with us, and, you know, it's just that we challenged every one of them before the game, and, you know, if you're supposed to scrape, you scrape. If you're supposed to block, you block. If you're supposed to throw, you throw, and catch, you catch. I mean, it's just those things, and it's that person that's in front of you, and whether you're going to beat them every play or they're going to beat you, and I think that that you have to give credit to Marshall County.
Well, I know Coach over at Marshall County, I read his comments in the Paducah Sun this weekend after the game, their coverage of it, and he was very complimentary of the way Crittenden County played. He said he knew it was going to be a dogfight, and said he couldn't understand why a 2A school had so many bigger kids than his 6A team did. I think they just play big.
We just don't consider ourselves very big. I mean, you know, you have 218, 230, 270. Yeah. It's not all big across the front, but they play bigger than what they are.
Yeah, and they did, and I hate it for them. I know it was a gut-wrenching loss. But now we get to get back into the district play, and we get Murray High right off the bat. We'll talk more about them later on in the week, but they're going to be a good football team, one of the best we'll have played all season long. So, all right, Coach, get ready for them. We got the Tigers coming in for homecoming.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It'll be homecoming next week. Give them something else to look forward to.
All right, thanks a lot.